Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on Friday, 26th of April. Hope you're fine. The weekend's just around the corner. And I want to thank quantumhypno.co.uk, as always, for sponsoring this and enabling me to carry this work out. And a big thank you to those of you folks who also buy me a coffee and help sustain the ship on that basis as well. Okay, want to talk to you about a gotcha moment that the BBC are pushing out this morning, but I think it's a gotcha in a different way, as well as the most obvious way. Now, this what I'm going to play you, it took place on Question Time, BBC Question Time last night, the BBC's premier flagship political programme, which is a car crash programme, awful programme, do not watch, avoid. Way back in the day, I used to cover it, I don't watch it. It's pathetic. It's such an obvious BBC setup, you know. But there was a conservative guy on the panel last night, and whilst I don't watch it, sometimes it is flicked on by other people in my household, so I get to see bits of it. And I have noticed the conservatives put forward the most hopeless, inept candidates imaginable on the panel, who are not able to handle the viscerally hostile BBC Question Time audience. But that goes without saying. They just don't put forward the best people. And that happened last night. Now, let's listen to what happened, and then we're going to talk about an aspect of it which BBC doesn't want to talk about. So let's just listen to... this is the Minister of State, Chris Philp. And he's asked a question by an audience member from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yeah, because that's normal, isn't it? Let's just listen to this exchange, and I'm sure you'll get the gist of what the BBC are pushing. So there you have it, my friends. That is what the BBC are pushing this morning. The fact that this Minister of State, Chris Philp, clearly got himself confused on the issue when he asked, Congo is a different country to Rwanda, isn't it? And of course, the panel, ever so shocked about this. Right, okay. Obviously, he made a boo-boo about that. And as I say, the Conservatives continually put forward some of the worst conceivable people under this BBC programme. I'm not sure why. But anyway, here's the point. First of all, the guy in the audience who says he's from Congo, well, why isn't he still in the Congo? Why is he here? Oh, no, well, we need people from the Congo. They really, you know, they add the much-needed diversity the country is so short of. I'm not sure about that. I'd like to know how the guy in the audience got from the Congo to the UK. That's the first thing. In the second instance, the theory, the situation that he's trying to pose, you know, should someone from the Congo who comes on the dinghies to the UK be sent back to Rwanda, given that Congo and Rwanda are at war? Well, let's unpack that. First of all, that person should never be allowed into the UK in the first place, because if they're coming illegally, which they are, breaking our laws, which they are, then they have no right to complain about anything. They're breaking our laws. and makes me wonder about the gentleman in the audience. I do hope he didn't break our laws to come here. That would be awful, wouldn't it? But let's assume he came legally, and let's assume this theoretical situation he's brought about. He's trying to basically get the government on a gotcha, saying, well, Rwanda and Congo, or basically, you know, a lot of conflict and genocide going on there. But then, from what we hear in the media, there's genocide everywhere at the moment, isn't it? If ever a word has been devalued, it's the word genocide. But the suggestion that it's our problem because Congo and Rwanda have got issues, it's not our problem. It's not a moral hazard for us in any way. So, you know, as far as I'd be concerned, they shouldn't be shipped out to Rwanda. I disagree with the Rwanda thing. They should be shipped back to France. That's the end of it. And the French can take care of it if they want. I don't care. I certainly don't care about the tender sensitivities of those from the so-called Democratic Republic of Congo, which, of course, isn't democratic, isn't really a republic. It's a hellhole. We know that. And Rwanda's not that much better. So we know that as well. Again, this is the real issue here is the UK getting itself involved in matters African. I mean, I've got to be honest, I don't care, right? I care about Britain. I passionately care about Britain. I wish well to all other countries around the world. Don't have a problem with that. But I don't care enough to worry about, oh, but what if we put a Congo, someone from the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, what if we send them to Rwanda? I don't care. But we shouldn't be sending them to Rwanda. We should be sending them back to France because that's where they come from. And that is the fundamental issue here, which in spectacular fashion, the conservative minister couldn't pick up on. And of course, none of the other left-wingers on the panel would be prepared to talk about. And naturally, the left-wing audience doesn't want to talk about. But you see how they're trying to do it. They're basically trying to, you know, guilt trip us Brits into saying, oh, yeah, well, we have to consider, you know, if we send people back to Congo. Yeah, but how did they come to the U? How did they get from Congo to the UK? How do you do that? How many countries do you go through? What illegalities do you commit? Sorry, honestly, it's just not our problem.